Mit Soldal Schaie wo auf der Dagim, Shason Meir of Yontif, lo yiku mehem bi Yontif. You're allowed to put out traps to catch animals or fish on Erev Yontif, even though they're being caught on Yontif, you're not doing any malacha. Malacha is being done by itself. However, if the fish or animals are caught, you can't use them because they're not min hamuchan, the mukta. You didn't have any, you had in mind they're going to be, but you didn't have any control over it. And therefore, the animals that are captured on Yontif are mukta. Elim Cain, Yodea Shinitzodim Erev Yontif, unless you know for sure that they were captured already Erev Yontif. Maisa Benochri Echot Shevi Dagim Ram Gamliel. There's a Maisa that a goy brought fish to Ram Gamliel on Yontif. The Omar Mutorim, he said, really, they're mutter. And then Gemara explained the Maisa. Elisha Ain Ritzoni Lakablimeno, but I hate the guy, I don't want to take presents from him. Rashi Mutorim Hain Bigmara Porach Maisa Lister. Gemara is going to ask, Gemara is the Maisa against. We said that unless you know for sure they were captured Erev Yontif, you can't use them. Here it says, if the goy brought them, and seemingly you don't know for sure they were captured Erev Yontif, you're allowed to use them. Ela she'ain ritzon lekablimenu she'ani sono, because I hate them. Okay. Gemara says, Maisa listor, the Maisa contradicts what we said. Chsurei nechzer, of a hochik toni. You should read the mission the following way. Sothik muchan oser. What if you don't know if they were caught Erev Yontif or on Yontif? So that's Sofik Muchan, so it's Osir. And Ragamliel says it's Mutter. Umaisa Nomi Benochri Echot Shevi Dagim Ragamliel. V'omar Mutarim Heim, because it's a Sofik, I don't know if they were captured Erev Yontif or on Yontif. So Sofik Muchan, Ragamliel holds his Mutter. El Shein Ratzoni the Kabli Menu, but I don't want to take it from him because I don't like the guy. Omar Yehudam Rishmuel, Ein Halacha Kram Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. Halacha is not like Ram Gamliel. Here's another place where we see that even though it says everywhere that it says Ram Gamliel and Ram Mishnah, if Halacha is like him, it doesn't mean everywhere. There's exceptions. The Ika the Masni lo Ahada Tanya. Some learn this on what it says in the Brisa. Sofik Muchan Ram Gamliel Matav Rabbi Yeshua Oser. The Brisa says this Shaila Sofik Muchan Ram Gamliel says is Mutter and Rabbi Yeshua says is Oser. Pashas, the reason why it would be mutter is because it's what's it called, the reason Sofik Muchan should be mutter is because it's Sofik Durabonim, Lekula, and Muktzah is only Durabonim. There are shitas that hold that Muktzah is Duraisa, this kind of Muktzah. And then it would be Sofik Duraisa, Lechumra, and it could be that's a machlokas from Gamliel and the Chachomim, whether this kind of Muktzah is also in a Torah. Not the Rambam learns, though, that the reason Sofik Muchan is also is because it's Dover Sheshul Matirin. And just like Dover Sheshul Matirin is not bottle, even by Sofik, you also say that it's Osir. Rabbi Yeshua Osir. And Rabbi Yeshua says that it's Osir. Om Rabbi Yehuda, Om Shmuel, Halachik Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, Halachik Rabbi Yeshua, that what's it called, the Sofik Muchan is Osir. The Ike the Masni, the Hadatan. Some learn this, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Om Shmuel, Halachik, what's it called, either Halachik Loker Rabbi Gamliel or Halachik Rabbi Yeshua, on the following brisa. Shochtin min hanigorin biyontif avolo min harishosos. Right, you're allowed to shecht chayis that were captured in a preserve before yontif on yontif because of their muchan, they're not muktzah. But avolo min harishosos, but not if they were in the nets that were they were captured. We're not sure when they were captured. Uminach nichmoros, or from the nets of a fish. There's a fish net. Rab Shimon Elazar Omer, bor motzon mekukolim me'erev yontif, biyaduash me'erev yontif ditzoldu. Rashi explained how these nets were set up, that you could see one end of the net and not see the other end of the net. One, the animals caught in the other end of the net far away, but you could see from the end of the net that you could see the nets were very, what's it called, big, that if an animal is caught on the other side. If you saw that the net was makulkal on your side, you knew an animal was caught on the other side. And if you came in Erev Yontif and you found that, you knew there was an animal in it already from Erev Yontif. Umutorim. And then it's mutter. Bo matzom makukolim biyontif. But if you found it only makulkal on Yontif itself, right, then you know that the animal was captured on Yontif. Biyadu asher biyontif nitzol duvasurim. Tomorrow says, ho guf akasha, the stira between the resha and the sefer. The Reisha says, only if you know for sure it was captured Erev Yontif, is it okay. But if you're not sure, it's no good. The Sefer says only if you know for sure it was captured on Yom Tov is it not good. But Mashmah for Zasafik, it's okay. Amris bo matzal mekukolim erev yontif, biyadua shem erev yontif yitzoldu, time of the bo matzal mekukolim, hosfeik asurim. From the Reish, it's mashmah that if it would be safik, you didn't know for sure it was captured erev yontif, it's asur. Ema sefer, bo matzal mekukolim biyontif, biyadua shem yontif yitzoldu, time of the bo matzal mekukolim, hosfeik am erev yontif yitzoldu mutarim. The safe is mashman, that only if you know for sure it was captured on Yontif is it asur, mashman if there's a safik, it's mutter. So when it says hachikomer. Bo matzon mekukolim me'erev yontif, biyadua shme'erev yontif nitzoldu mutarim. If you found the net mekulko on your side, on erev yontif, you know for sure the animal's already captured erev yontif. Hasveika, but if it's a safik, nasa kamishin nitzoldu biyontif yasurim. That's what the safe says. Any other case is as if for sure it was captured on Yontif and it's Osir. Om Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Halacha Rav Shimon ben Elazar. That in all these cases, same thing, Safik Muchan is Osir. Rashi. Maisel Listor Bitmiya. Chiderach HaMedabrim Lomer Dover. Right? And what is this? It was a kasha. How could it be a Maisa to Sosa what you said? The Derech of people is not to say something. And then they bring a maisa to contradict what they said. Sofik muchan, kolomra vizusha marna lo yitl mehem mi sofik, the hainu sofik muchan, the sofik muktza v'osur. Lab divri akoli. That was what we said, that sofik muchan, sofik muktza, is osur, ela plugsa ram gamlil rabbi yeshua hi. It's machlokas ram gamlil rabbi yeshua. Lekamen bishmaisa maisin lebi braisa. Later on, they're going to bring in a braisa with Therish, where there's a machlokas from Gamliel and the Chachamim, where the Sofik Muchan is mutter or not. The Masni lo lahod is Shmuel, the Osir Sofik Muchan, aha. Man the Masni amasnis in Omer ein halachic from Gamliel, the lo shaykh lememer halachic Reb Yeshua, mishum glotoni le Reb Yeshua masnisin. Can't say the halachas like Reb Yeshua because it was going to the Mishnah. Mishnah says Chachamim. So he says ein halachic from Gamliel. Right, Nalach is like the Chachomin. Okay. Shochtin min ha-nigorim. Shochtin chayus min ha-bibrim lefish and itzoldin va-omdim. You can shecht animals that were already captured in a preserve before Yontif. V'al shem sha-osim shon nigrei mayim. Why is it called nigorim? Because they make ditches of water. V'charitzin lishtos ha-chayus shon. They put water in so the animals can drink. Korili nigorim. So the whole preserve is called nigorim, which means water ditches. Avalomin arishasos, motzachayim mitzudasos, sofik nutzud hayom, sofik nitzumeos. If you can't take an animal that's in a net, which you're not sure if it was captured, erev yontif or yontif, it's muktzah. Bome erev yontif, lamakum shayu prusim. If you came to the place where the nets were set out, the hein ba'orich mil o chatzi mil. And the net, I think this is what it means, that the net itself was a meal long or a chatzi meal. You know, it's a little weird that that's such a long net. Shechayin ofelis barosho echad mitoshim isparekes uminatekes lotzeis hamitsudos miskalkulos kulan barosho asheni nitak mimokom sheniska. The simen hulo sheishchay barosho echad. I think what they did is they put like between trees for a long area nets, and the animal would get caught in the net. So if you know, if the animal hit this side of the net, it pulled off the other side from the tree. So you could see a meal or a half a meal away, right, that this net has been pulled away, this side of the net's been pulled away, there must be an animal on the other side of the net. Niskalkul biyantif, but if you didn't find the net disattached, unless you saw it on yantif, alkein hochi mashma shavadi niskalkul biyantif, then you can assume that it was captured on yantif. You checked it right before Yontif and it was okay. And then you found it on Yontif. You can be sure the animal was captured on Yontif. Because it's not a suffix. It says here you have to know for sure and here you have to know for sure. So what happens if you're not sure? The whole thing is one thing. It's not two different cases. Bo matzon shneskalku me'erev yontif, biyadua shem erev yontif nitzoldu. Din yesh lochu shalomu shneskalku me'yontif, and if you're not sure, you didn't find it already detached on erev yontif, but you're not sure when it happened. Kigon shalobo matzon me'esmo me'kukolim. You only found it on yontif, but you didn't check it right before yontif to make sure that it wasn't. Then in that harienki ilu yadua shem yontif nitzoldu. then any case of doubt is as if you know for sure it was captured on Yontif. Halachic Rav Shimon, the Omer Safik Muchan Osir, the Heichad, the Bo, Matzon, the Kukolim, the Esmol, Yeshlishlok, the Nitzodim, Bad Yom. But if you found that the net was detached, Erev Yontif, you can assume that it was captured already. That much we're not Machmer. That you can assume that if you have a reason to believe that it was captured Erev Yontif, you can go according to that. The Omar Mutarin Heim. So this guy brought the Reb Gamliel fish on Yontif, and he said, really, it's mutter, because I hold Safik Muchan is mutter, but I don't want to take it from him. Mutarin Lamai. What is mutter for what? Rav Omar Mutarin Lekabel. You're allowed to accept it and move it, but you're not allowed to eat it. It's still usher to eat. That much they weren't matter. But it's not mukhtar to move. The Levi Omar Mutarin Bachila. Levi says you're even allowed to eat it. Omar Rav, La'olam al yimona other matron be samedrish afilu shoachas. So Rav said, I learned from this that a person should not stay away from the Beis Medrash even for 1 second. The Anova Levi Havina Kameh Derevi, because both I and Levi were learning this sugya by Rebbe. Ki Omra Lahosh Maisa, Ba'ursa Omar Mutarin Ba'achila. At night, when he gave us the first shear, he said it was mutter to eat. But Safra, but in the morning he had Charata, Omar Mutarin Lekabel. He said it's not mutter to eat, only mutter to move. Anoda Havoide Medrasha, I was both there, both at night and the morning, so Hadribi. So I knew that Rebbe had Charata from what he said the night before, and the halach is not that you can eat it, only that you move it. Levi Dloavi Me Medrasha, but Levi only showed up at night. He didn't show up in the morning. So he remained with Rebbe's Havamina, the first Girsa, and he didn't hear him that he had Charata. Lo Hadarbe. Memela, he said what he said. So you see from here that sometimes a machlokis chacham can be in what somebody said, they didn't hear him retract it. That's why one said one way, one said the other way. Rashi. Lekabel, the tiltel. It's mutter to move. The kule hailo achmer besafik muchan. They weren't that much machmer, safik muchan, to make it asr betiltel. The litzru betiltel. Avabachila lo sharinu rabbon gamliel. But since it's also not muchan, they weren't matter to eat it. The Levi Omer Mutarin Bachila, Ka'omer Rav Gamliel, the Lav Dishvira Leil Rav Levi Kavosei, Elamil Seil Dimafarish. It's not because Rav and Levi hold like Rav Gamliel, and they're trying to tell you what the halacha is. They're just trying to explain what Rav Gamliel holds. We don't hold it's Osir anyway. Right? Safik Mukhan is Osir. But according to Rav Gamliel, said it's Mutter. What did he say it's Mutter? It's Mutter to Metalkal or Mutter to eat. We hold the Chlal it's Osir. Okay. Neisve, Nochri Shehevi Doron Yisrael, Afilu Dagim Hamufulamim, Uperos Bnei Yaman, Mutarim. Right? A guy brought a present of animal food to a Jew on Yontif, even if they're fresh fish or peiros that are mamish that day that they were, you could see that they're ripe, they were fresh, they were picked that day, they're mutar. Mursas Mishlam Lamadiyam Mutarim Lekabel Shaper. Right, if you say that mutter means your mutter to metalkal them, it makes sense. Eleman yom mutarim bachila, peiros bin yom mishor bachila. Right, lechora a pre that was taken off the tree on Yontif is usher altogether because of peiros hanosher, because we're afraid you may come take other ones. So you're surely not allowed to eat it. So if it's metalkal, okay, but if it's bachila, it can't be. Besides the fact that it's Suffolk, what's it called, Muchan or not Muchan, there's a special gzera of Peiros HaNosher. So Mara says, well, Tameich Peiros Ben Yom and Mishori Betiltu. And I said, if that's the case, then Peiros that are, what's it called, that were taken off the tree that day, but even if fell off the tree that day, are also Betiltu too. So it still doesn't make sense. Ela Bekavri Dadimi Uperi Dikdishe Biyarkaskinon V'amai Karlu Ben Yomon Shein Ke'en Ben Yomon. It doesn't mean they fell off the tree that day. It means that you preserve them, and they're as fresh as if they fell off the tree that day. But it was only because of what's it called, the Safik Muchan, that it was Osir, not because of what's it called, not because it fell off the tree that day. It actually, for sure, fell off the tree the day before. Rashi, Milfulamim Lachim, they're moist, fresh. Mutarin, V'ha'al Korchach, Ram Gamliel, who the Mekel. This body goes according to Ram Gamliel. The halacha is not like this, but it goes like this braisa goes like Rav Gamliel. Shapir v'yafogav the lav sotiku elavadai mukta ikal amemer the matter b'tutula. Even though it's vadai mukta, it could be they were matter to move it. Well, the common parach halo peirus ben ayoma b'tutul mishori. Peirus that fall off a tree on yonta for usher to move. Noi the mekel Rav Gamliel b'sotik muchan the vadai sheino muchan mimekel. He's only matter besofik muchan. Here, if it fell off the tree on yontif, it's for sure us. It's vadei eno muchan. Ela bekavri dadime adumim. We're talking about fish that are red. Shalom nos lechon that they remain fresh. Vaadmimu shetachas lechayyan shebolkin ososhan. Uperi dekvisha biyarka kishalokdum tomnu miyad biyarek. When you took the fruit, you buried them in leafy vegetables to keep them fresh. Shlo yivrach lachluchan, to keep them moist. Kevishe tmunim, you buried them, you hid them in yerek. Kemo yereisha bekavsha, the honey vane muchaninu, dinikarim shem erev yontif. You can see for sure they were already gathered erev yontif. It's just like they were preserved and kept fresh as if they were from yontif itself. The chiddush is that we're not choshish that people will think that they fell off the tree today because they look so fresh. That much to be choshish for marisayim in an instant or rabbanon anyway that we're not choshish. For abosai pirshu kavri dadimi minutachin hay. They were already cut up. So vali they weren't what's it called on yontif. They were not still alive. Kemo admuye admua. The kashelim came. My lemeimer. What's the chiddush? If they were cut up, what's the chiddush? If the chiddush is they were preserved fresh, the chiddush is we're not afraid of marisai.